I don't know anybody with hard work. And I want our football team to have that mentality.
Strong work ethic and you're mentally tough, then you're going to get the job done. Have the opportunity to wear the purple and gold.
This is here is just to show that I'll compete at a high level, lead this team.
Having finished the preseason a perfect 4-0, the 2016 Minnesota Vikings are looking to carry that momentum into the regular season. Winning the NFC North Division and making the playoffs last season means that this year's expectations are even higher.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. It's anytime you come off a season like we had last year, come back to the building, guys are working hard. There's a lot of excitement, but there's a long ways to go as well. You know, there's a lot of work to be done. We didn't meet our ultimate goal last year, and we want to meet that this year.
My excitement level is really high right now, but we really can't get overexcited, man. We got to come back to the basics, and, you know, we really got to create a great foundation.
With moves made in the offseason to bolster the offensive line, add young talent to the receiving core, and shore up the defense, there's plenty of excitement from Vikings players as to what this season could have in store.
I think the sky's the limit for this team. I really do. We put in a lot of hard work this offseason already, and it's going to be one of those deals where, you know, we accomplished a lot of things we wanted to accomplish last year, but we didn't get the job fully done. So this year, that's what it's all about, is making sure that we take that next step and we get everything done that we want to accomplish.
We're in a position to kind of repeat what we've done. Now, we know it doesn't just happen, you know, but we know that it's been laid out in front of us, the path that we took last year, that we know we can do those things. We know how and why we lost the games we lost. We know how and why we've won the games we won. The tough situations, the two-minute situations, the end-of-game situations that we were good and bad at last year really defined our season. So we need to understand that as a team, and we've gone through that this offseason already. Now to learn from that and to catapult us into a new beginning in 16 and hopefully more wins.
As an experienced NFL defensive coordinator, Mike Zimmer brought a defensive mindset to the franchise when he became head coach in 2014. The past two seasons under Zimmer, the Vikings D has continued to show improvement, something the veterans think is a trend they hope to keep in the right direction.
Well, I think for us, I think we want to be a number one defense. I think anything less than that, you know, we're undercutting ourselves and we're underestimating the type of defense that we can be. So for us, I think it's being a number one defense. And then to go beyond that, hopefully being able to be Super Bowl champions at the end of the year.
We all have a very good understanding of the defense and what the game plan we're trying to execute is every week. And we go over in extra meetings on our own. Outside of just our meetings with the coaches, we'll meet together and go over stuff. And so when we go into the game, we've kind of gone through all the situations. You know, our communication is on point, our checks are on point, and we kind of already know what the other guy is going to do or what he's thinking.
Even one of the best offensive players in franchise history and the top running back in the NFL knows the defense is the team's strength.
Just playing it as a unit, really, being in sync. It's a difference where you got talented guys on the defense and, every guy just kind of scatter around doing their own thing, but when you see a defense that has the chemistry, that it seems like everything just works together. That's what I see from these guys.
The Vikings offense is filled with confidence heading into the season. Despite the unfortunate injury to quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, there are plenty of playmakers in place to get the Vikings headed to where they want to be.
I think this offense has the most opportunity to grow just using all of our playmakers that we have. We have so many guys on offense that can make big plays. Everyone knows our identity in running the football with Adrian. We feel like we have the best running back in football. But there's a lot of good playmakers in that room, especially in the wide receiver room, guys that can hit home runs anytime they get their hands on the ball. So, maximizing our potential will be getting those guys involved and becoming multidimensional.
Getting it done by committee, no matter who's in there, whether it's Adrian, Matt, myself, or, whoever, striving to be the best that we can, not for our group or ourselves, but for the offense and the whole team.
After putting in the hard work during the offseason, the 2016 Vikings are eager to start the regular season, hoping to go down in history for more than just the first team to play inside U.S. Bank Stadium.
I'm super excited just to know what we accomplished last year and to know we added some things that could definitely help us out, and knowing that we'll also be indoors in a great stadium. So, you add all those pieces and it should be a very exciting year for us.
A stadium that will host its first regular season game next weekend in front of a national television audience. A big season with all eyes on the Minnesota Vikings as they aim to defend the North.